back to the Cambridge United against Manchester United game. FA Cup, fourth round at the Abbey on the weekend of January the 24th. However, it's not the first time the two teams will have met. They played each other home and away in the League Cup in 1991. Man U won 3-0 at Old Trafford before a 1-1 draw at the Abbey. The scorer of that Cambridge goal, Dion Dublin. Good morning, Dion. Welcome to the show.
How are you all? Okay.
Yeah, very well, thank you. I think the whole of Cambridge not getting much sleep last night after the draw. What a great draw for the Ewes.
Yeah, it's a bit of a dream one for them. Let's hope they can make a few quid, to be fair. That's important for Cambridge United. And I'm sure it'll be a full house. I'm sure it'll be a great atmosphere. And maybe United bring all the big hitters as well.
Yeah, well, they played some big players, didn't they, against Yeovil in the third round. And I suppose, Dion, Manchester United fans feeling pretty pleased about this one too.
Yeah, of course they will. You know, they'll expect to get through, and rightly so. But as we know, stranger things have happened at the Abbey. I've been part of them. I've been part of teams that have achieved some amazing things at the Abbey and beat some good teams. So the boys have got a little chance. They're a small stadium. They can make it uncomfortable for United, and it won't be an easy game for them. So exciting times, really is.
I mean, Dion, you mentioned just before the money and the financial impact this can have on a club. What kind of change can it bring about at a club like Cambridge United?
I think what it will do, not that I've ever been hierarchy at a football club, but it could just soften the blow when it comes to the money side of things, paying for things, paying wages, paying staff. It's just that little cushion that they need. I don't know how much they're going to make, a couple of hundred grand, I don't know. But whatever it is, it's going to be a lot more than what they normally would make. So, good times, good tie, you know. And I just hope the boys give a good account of themselves, as I'm sure they will, and keep it going. Maybe nick a draw, you don't know.
That would be a money spinner, wouldn't it? Back to Old Trafford. Dion, you mentioned the great memories you had with the Ewes. Talked about that League Cup game. You then went to Man U that summer. Of course, the Ewes have fallen on harder times in more recent years. What a reward for those who kept the club going.
I don't know. I just want... It's hard to say, really, what the reward's going to be. I just think they deserve, the fans deserve something. The Cambridge United fans, you know, deserve a nice bit of a cup run, to be fair.
Yeah. Who will you be supporting then? Of course, you played for both teams. Who are you in for the fourth round game? Who are you going to be supporting?
Well, I think United have got enough fans and enough money and enough trophies in the cabinet. I think the Super Ewes will need all the support they can get. So I'll be on that bandwagon of Cambridge United. Hopefully they'll get a draw. What they've got to do, though, the players, they've got to enjoy these times. They really have.
What's 72 in the basket, please?
Only
it sounds like you're busy.
I'm trying to get through a toll without paying.
Right.
I'm not like that, honestly. I'm really not.
Are you going to try and come and watch the game?
You know what? I was desperate to come. I've just realised, as soon as the draw was made, I'm away. I'm in America. Working in America. So, I know I'm going to get a few calls, but like I said, like I was going to say before the lady rudely interrupted me to tell me to pay. I think the players have got to enjoy these moments. I remember Colin Bailey saying to me and all the players, Chrissy Ledbetter, to Liam Daish, remember these times because they don't come round very often. So I pass that on to the players now. Enjoy this game. You could make history, boys.
And of course, Dion, just very quickly, they've got to remain focused as well. Now the Ewes, haven't they, in those few league games between now and the 24th of January, that weekend?
Yeah, they've got to get their head down. What they've got to try and do is get into some kind of momentum, some kind of winning mentality. And then when they go into the game against United, it'll just be a natural way to play the game. They play the game in the right way anyway. They play some good football. I just think if they can nick a couple of wins, go into the Man United game with respect, no fear, but with respect, and then just try and play your game. Small tight pitch at the Abbey. They've got every chance of nicking something.